It has to do with the economy and their ability to quickly get jobs and become productive members of society.
Also, the diverse population helps, doesn't it?
Houston and Dallas, for example, are incredibly diverse cities. Assyrians, for example, there is a small community developing in Dallas right now that is going to benefit the Syrian refugees who come later. They'll have a neighbor that they can go to and talk in the same language and have that common bond.
And what type of jobs are they getting?
In Dallas, for example, they range from light manufacturing to maybe working in a hotel to, in some cases, food processing. It's a variety of jobs. A lot of them are low skill because of the language barrier.
Which then would bring up the resettlement process. Can you describe what that is, what the steps involved are?
Meet them at the airport when they arrive, and we'll have an apartment arranged for them. Over the course of the first 3 months, we'll enroll the kids in school, enroll the adults in English classes so they can learn some survival English, and we'll start that job search for them. They're expected to go to work very quickly.
How long does that process last?
The initial resettlement process is 3 months. We've got some programs that last for 8 months to help them with cash assistance and case management to really get them on their feet. They're eligible for refugee services for up to 5 years. After that 5-year mark, they are eligible for citizenship.
Who makes the decision that they're allowed to come to the United States?
Most of the refugees resettled to the United States are referred through the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. There's a very long process and a security background clearance for all refugees. Those can take upwards of 18 to 24 months. Once travel ready, each refugee family is allocated to a local city. If they don't know anybody in the United States or have no existing family, it's really going to be luck of the draw where they end up.
When the refugees arrive, in particular those from Syria, what have they said to you directly or what have you heard indirectly about their journeys from that point to here?
The Syrian stories are pretty horrific. You know, we resettled a case in Fort Worth where the daughter had her leg amputated due to a bombing. The son was disfigured due to a separate bombing. Imagine if you were a parent trying to protect your kids. Their only choice was to flee Syria. Luckily, they made it to the United States, and they're now safe and secure, starting a new life.
We're in the midst of debate here about immigration. Have any of the refugees you've worked with, be it from Syria or anywhere else, have they ever encountered any pushback of any type?
I think so. The biggest difference with refugees compared to other immigrants is they're coming to the United States not out of choice. They're coming to the United States because they have nowhere else to go. They'd much rather be at home, but because of the circumstances at home, they cannot go back. And that's why the refugee program exists. It's a humanitarian program. It's an example of American excellence, of us being a world power and being able to take in the most vulnerable and needy people of the world.
J.D. Newsom, thank you for being with me.
Well, thank you.